time.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me. Mm-hmm. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey, got a radio show. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Wow, how good has God been to me? Unexplainable, really. Unexplainable. But one thing I'm really glad about is I've gotten to the point of at least understanding now. Understanding is important. You know, I was watching TV last night when I got home, just thumbing through the channels like I always do, and God always, funny man, how he works with me a lot of times. He, when I'm flipping through the channels, when he wants me to hear something, I go flipping and I pass by. And last night, I passed by a bishop out of Atlanta named Dale Bonner. And I had never really talked to him before. I talked to his brothers because they have Bonner hair care products. And I did a perform for his 20th anniversary at a convention center this past year. And it wasn't at a church, it was at a convention center. So, you know, I said a couple things because, well, we was in a convention center, so, you know, kind of looked like a club to me. So a couple of them got away from me a little bit. You know, I was trying, but, you know, just a couple of them got away. You know, I apologized to him. But his spirit was really good as a person, you know, in that he had a sense of humor. He was able to sit off and laugh. And afterwards, he told me, I said, man, it was really encouraging to me while I was up there doing my thing that you weren't uptight or nothing. He said, I try to teach people balance. You're a Christian and you have this Christian life, but it's okay to laugh, that you got to have a good time doing something. And, you know, that was really, really a cool thing of him, you know. And I found myself more drawn to men like that of faith. Because I guess I'm aware of the fact that so many people make mistakes in their walk, that it's good when you have people who are leading the walk who say, hey, look, we're going to make mistakes sometimes. We're going to stumble and fall, but we're going to get back up and we're going to do it again. But there is a balance here. You know, there are some things you're going to do that ain't involved in the church that you can have a good time with. You know, you just got to stay within the boundaries. You know, I ain't saying you're supposed to stay up all night drinking, looking, going to brothels. That ain't what I'm saying. I'm just saying you can have a good time. That ain't the only way to have a good time, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, I ran into him last night on the TV screen. It was my very first time. And I'm not going to quote him exactly because, you know, I don't really try to do that, but because I know some, but that ain't exactly what he said. But I came away with a better understanding. And that was his message last night, was about understanding that in order to have peace or to resolve conflict, it can only be done with an understanding. And the point I've gotten in my life, and I want to share this with you. I thank God for my life. And when I'm on the radio and I look back on it all and I'm saying to you all, God has been good to me and it's been unexplainable. What I've now come to the understanding is that God has shown me an understanding. He's shown me why certain things happened in my past in order that I could be who I am today. Because, see, God's plan for you, he going to work with you no matter what you done, no matter what you have gotten yourself into. He can take all those experiences, turn them into testimonies. He could take all those dark days and turn them into light for somebody. See, that's what your experiences are for. But you got to understand it in order to have peace about it. You got to understand it in order to resolve the conflict about it. You know, you've got to reach an understanding. And a lot of us today are so confused about which way to go, where to turn, what to do with my life. What's my life's work, my life's calling? What's my mission? Why was I born? I know you ask yourself these questions. When is it going to be over? When is it going to turn around for me? When is it going to flip? Man, I'm tired of this here. But all of that gets resolved when you come to an understanding. And I just learned this last night by listening to this man. He made it so clear for me. And like I said, I can't quote him word for word, so don't hold me to that. I just came to, let's say last night, an understanding. And I want to share that with you today, that you've got to sit down and talk to people to come to an understanding. One of the examples he used was, let's say you married to a guy, you living with this guy, and you can't understand why he's so messy. You can't understand why he just won't pick up behind himself. You done fussed about it. You done sat up there and complained about it. You done nagged about it. You done went on strike about it. Still, you have no peace about it, and you can't seem to resolve the conflict. But if you would sit down and talk to him, maybe, and this is just an example he used, it's all a little light example. He said maybe his mama picked up after him his whole life. And now he thank you his mama. You trying to tell me that don't happen in a relationship? You understand? So, but if you come to the understanding that this was done for him by a woman or some women in his life, and he was allowed to go through his life like this, then you now have an understanding. You can quit getting so mad about the situation. You can quit not having peace in your home about the situation if you sit down and talk and come to an understanding. But the only way to come to an understanding is you got to hold your peace, be quiet, and listen. Can you see using that example on your job? Can you see using that example in your life, in your business, in your career? Suppose you were just to sit down and listen so you could come to an understanding so you can have peace of mind and resolve a conflict in your life. So now let's take your girl, for example. You can't understand why your girl so spoiled. Why she expects you to do everything. His light example of it was, maybe her father treated her like she was his little princess. And now she thank you her daddy. She just wants you to treat her like her daddy did. See, my wife is that way. I just started laughing when he said that. Because my father-in-law, Pop, treated my wife like she was his little princess. And that's all she's been trying to find in her life is her father. She's been trying to find a dude that would treat her like a little princess all over again as a grown woman. Once I heard my father-in-law say this, it explained it. So now there was no conflict in it. Okay, cool. I can give you that because I understand. I understand. So, wow, man. So, but the only way I could come to that was I had to reach an understanding. I had to sit down, talk to somebody, and listen. Once you understand something, you can have peace of mind. Let me do this real quick before I get out of here. Suppose you sat down with God, came to an understanding about why he created you. Do you know how much stuff that would clear up for you if you just knew why you was born? Those are two biggest days in your life. The day you was born and the day you figure out why. And the sooner you come to that, you can have a whole lot of peace, resolve a whole lot of conflict. Come on, y'all. You got to sit down, come to an understanding.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, everybody around the world. It's on now, man. Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yes, sir.
Unapologetically, the greatest show on earth.
Yeah.
You better ask somebody.
You ain't got to ask nobody. They know. You ask somebody if you want to. Hell, damn it, they know.
They just already know.
Yeah.
Championship team.
Championship team, baby.
That's right. Morning, everybody. Shirley.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
Carla.
Morning, Steve. Hey, crew.
Junior.
Morning, Unc.
J. Anthony.
It's going down tonight. The day spot. Woo!
And the kick, man. Hey, not now, boy. Not so damn early. You're overdoing it.
You knew it was coming one day.
Yeah, I knew.
Shade on your plug.
I know.
Oh, my God.
As soon as you come on the air, we got to hear about this damn J spot. The king of pranks.
Uncle Steve. Top of the morning, baby.
Yes, sir.
How you feel Tuesday morning?
I know.
You know what? Blessed, highly favored. Praise God, I'm healthy.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Yes, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's your right mind.
A lot for good health, mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. I know some things can go wrong, but, you know, I mean, just overall good health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Still working out?
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Real good. I'm glad to hear that. You look great, Steve. You look great.
The scale isn't doing what I thought it would do, but my clothes fit differently.
Mm-hmm.
I feel tons better.
Oh, that's good.
Just a workout, huh?
What you hunting about,
Jay?
Try that if you ain't done it in a while.
No, it's not easy to do.
Well, we saw your workout, I told you, on TMZ. Harvey Levin showed it last week.
But you know what's so cool is
I couldn't believe that. I don't know where they got that footage from.
Steve, what's your workout guy's name? What is his name?
Obi.
When I see him coming out, because I know that you just finished your workout, and I'm convinced that if I could get one of them shirts, that my whole body would change.
Boy, it would change.
What kind of shirt? What
one of them little tight workout shirts.
It'd change, Jay.
Yeah.
It'd be under a lot of pressure.
He wears those fitted body shirts.
Yeah.
To show your six pack and all.
Yeah,
that?
The six pack, the back pack. Now
that's what I'm not.
Is,
if I could get one of those,
Jay, if you don't have a six pack,
show
the other stuff too.
He's gonna show everything.
I think it's the shirt.
You got a keg, dude. Stop that.
Not a six pack. He has a keg.
A keg.
Yeah.
I'll buy the shirt if you promise me to wear it in front of me.
No problem. I think that's what changed my whole look is to get one of them little body shirts.
Because you're a vegan now, you've lost quite a bit of weight. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you gonna rock it?
Have you lost weight, Jay? How much have you lost?
About 15 pounds.
That's great.
Stopped eating.
That's good.
What do you eat?
So,
a lot of sticks and wood and stuff.
Twigs.
Miss chicken stuff.
Rabbit food, huh?
Well, you look good too, Steve. That has made a big difference. Your suits is loose.
Coming up, Junior.
I'm glad I moved back. That Juicy almost hit Jones. Me.
We'll be back at 32 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's time for Junior's Truth Be Told. And then after that, Carla, you have a question about parenting?
Yeah, I think I was going to ask Steve a question, too. Off the break. Yeah. Remember? Right. So we'll get to it. Let's go, Junior. What you got?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Today,
Truth Be Told.
I just want to just talk about the lengths that I know people will go to get their check. The truth of that is no. Let me tell you something about black people. There is nothing we won't do to get our check. We don't leave our money at the job. Somebody we know. Mm-hmm. And rewind, it came up because Jay had left and his check was sitting up there. And he said, dog, before you walk out that room today, put my check in that drawer. Okay, so I thought about the list that I know black people go to get their check. Mm-hmm. I don't care if we at court. Dog, I'm in courtroom number 7. When you leave that job today, I might be in front of the judge. Walk through that little swivel door, hand me my check. Don't say nothing. I don't care what level it is. You're going to have to bring me my check.
Right.
Look here, dog. I'm having surgery at 8:30. We in room number 3. I might be open. I might be under. But place that check in my right 2 fingers and I'm going to grip it. But what I can't do is leave my money up here at this doggone job.
Black people it's want so their true. Check, man.
Hey, man, they want their check.
Anesthesia?
Yeah, I'm under anesthesia. Bro, put it between them 2 fingers because them ones go lock. But bring me my check. When I wake up, when I come through in recovery, I should have my check in my hand. I don't care if you at a funeral.
Yeah.
If I'm up there at the casket at the gravesite, dog, before you leave that office this Thursday, come by the graveyard. But we in the 2nd family car. Lay my check on the back seat. I'm just sorry. When I come back in, I should see my check. That's all. I don't care what it is. You got to bring us our check. Dog.
He has to learn. Black
people
want
their money.
They want their money.
No, they want their money.
Like,
I don't care where you go.
That money,
they
man.
Not going to leave it. I don't care where you go. Hey, man, look, man. Look, I'm calling in sick. I'm going on a trail ride. We're in the 3rd wagon. I'll be in the back cooking. Ride your car up next to this horse and bring me my check. There is no way we leaving our check. I'm just sorry.
We're not going to do
that's
it,
that's absolute
man.
Truth.
Got to get your check.
We got to get that check,
we got to get paid.
There's nothing
playing.
Wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with it. Nothing at all.
No, I've been
that don't
seven.
Change at no level.
No level. You still doing that up?
Steve, you there?
What? Boy.
But the difference is now they bring your check to your other show. No, I'm at Lil Big Shot, run by Family Feud.
Give me my check.
Give my check.
Why y'all don't do
Family
direct
Feud,
deposit?
No.
I don't trust
direct. I can't
direct.
Do direct deposit.
They're like, see their you? Money.
I like
no,
see.
I already got money.
Yeah.
Like you can't see. Blend it in with nothing, and I don't know if it's there or not.
I'm with you.
Blend it in.
That's a lot of money right
I like
there.
That, Steve.
I like that.
I like that.
I need my money.
Blend my money in.
No, seriously, man. I got to, see, you can't cheat me out of now nickel.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see my check. Yeah. I put it in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But that direct deposit, no.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you. I
you
love
don't trust
going to the bank.
Direct yeah. deposit, you don't trust? Has something ever happened before?
I don't trust nobody I work for, no.
Has something ever happened before where a check didn't get in or something? Is that why?
No. It never happened. Can't happen.
Well, what if you lose the check, the actual physical check?
Oh, where that happen at?
what
black person
what?
Alive?
Didn't you hear Junior's truth be told?
Shit.
Man. What?
Well, you can take a picture of it now.
I have lost some
bank.
$30 checks yeah. before.
I done lost some wives, but I ain't never lost a check.
The amount that on the check, yeah. I lost a $10 check.
Now, I've done that, caller.
What? Like, you can take a picture?
You can take a picture and deposit your check.
Yeah, you can do that.
But you know there's a limit to that, though.
Oh.
What you mean?
Oh. Oh, really?
Well, some of us can
see, that's
take
not
a
my bracket. Yeah. That's not my.
There's a limit on how much
can
you can write on
all
check?
Day.
But yeah, I can
click
on
that. It won't take X amount.
But wait a minute, Steve. I can't see you either going with your check to the bank, standing in line, and going up to the teller to either deposit it or cash it either. I can't
they got
see
premium
that.
Accounts
yeah.
For
well,
like
well don't them big ass checks eat up all your memory on your phone, Steve?
Take a picture of that.
Yeah, all your memory gone.
I don't, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't been to the bank in a long, long time. Only time I went out, they told me they weren't going to give me this loan.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, ain't no problem. And so I went to the bank and said, Mr. Harvey, what are you here for? Good morning, sir. Oh, my God.
You're so
Why
fine.
Why didn't you call
You're
us
so
and tell
sexy.
Us you were coming?
You're so
sexy. I said,
sexy.
Well, I want to withdraw my money since y'all don't want to give me the loan.
Mm-hmm.
It, I was sitting in a room with about 30 people with suits on.
Oh, no.
Because they don't want you to withdraw your money.
No.
So
oh, and then I got the loan, too. Oh, I got the loan. Same day.
What's the biggest check you deposited, dog? What's the biggest check you walked in and deposited?
Wow. What a question.
Wow. That's off air conversation.
He can't
really
do
that.
Really don't?
Yeah,
that was disrespectful.
I can't believe he asked.
You want me to answer that for you?
Hell yeah. That's why I asked.
About 38.
Go ahead.
Thousand.
Come on. Come on. I knew it was
Make
coming.
Make me look at my life. Thanks
Man.
A lot, Steve.
Thank you.
You.
I got some growing to do.
We suck.
As people,
we're losers.
As people, we suck.
I was feeling good about the five I just put in.
Dollars.
Kill that.
Any more questions from you, nephew?
Uh-uh. No, I'm going to let it go. It seemed like I touched everybody. With my
Way to go, champ.
I can't believe you asked him that. That's all.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we were talking about banking.
Yeah.
Man. Hmm. He always want to know how much. Then he got to get quiet.
Well, how about the Astros tonight?
How about the Astros?
Yeah. Change
See, what happened if people go, whoa, congratulations, man, that's my man. No, I throw him into something.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, it's the nephew with the Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with today's national headlines. But right now, it's time for the nephew and Run That Prank Back.
Yo, does. Or doors for you, Shirley.
Oh.
But for most people, yo, does.
No, what
yo,
you
does.
Were talking about.
Yeah.
Talking about
rain. I doors
exactly.
or
yeah. does. Talking about. It was never a moment of doubt for me.
You were clear.
Like, who's
Perfectly
those?
Clear. Yo, doe.
Yo, doe.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Mr. Paul, please.
Call Virginia Senior.
Probably senior.
Okay, this is me. How you doing today?
I'm good. I'm good. Listen, my name is Mark. I'm actually calling from a company called Doors. Are you at food court?
Yes, correct.
You guys just built that home, right?
Yes.
Okay. Like I said, my name is Mark Stevens. I'm actually calling from Doors. We're actually the company that supplied the doors that are actually throughout your house.
Okay, great. What are you calling for? Follow up?
No, this isn't a follow up. Actually, we've got a couple glitches we want to try and get straightened out if we could. Well, here's the problem, sir. The problem we're having is that the contractor that actually built you all's home has not paid for the doors. You guys have been there 2.5 months, and we can't seem to get the contractor to come in and pay for the doors.
Okay, so you tried to call them.
We've tried to call them several times, and we have not been able to
what
get
it. What number do you have on them? Because if you don't have a good number, I can give you a number, because I really don't have anything to do with that. In fact, how'd you get my number?
Well, actually, we had your number on file as the homeowner, and that's pretty much how we had you. But the problem we're facing here, sir, is we've tried to get this guy for the last couple months, and we can't get him. So actually what's going to happen here in the next day or so is we're probably going to have to come and get all the doors.
Hold on, wait a second. Do what?
We're probably going to have to come and get all the doors in your house, take them off, and bring them back here to the plant until
Who's going
to
come get all my doors?
We're going to have to get those doors until either we get a contractor or, you know, we get paid for the doors. Now, what could happen is you could pay for the doors.
No. I already paid for the doors. That's past tense. I've done that. Paid. You're saying paying. That means I got to double back.
Well, sir, but we haven't been paid, sir, for the doors as well.
No. The contractor was paid for the doors. So that's who pays you.
Okay. And what I'm trying to explain to you, sir, we haven't been paid at all here at Doors. Now, when
okay. Well, at Doors, they should have received a check from my contractor.
Okay. And what I'm explaining to you, sir, is that that hasn't been done.
So since you have not been paid, you're going to come back and get my doors. Now, you said we. Now, who's all this? You and who are we going to come
sir,
to my doors?
Like, here's the problem here.
No, there ain't no problem. We're going to resolve this very peacefully. But who is we?
Okay, so what's taking place here at my job is they've taken this money out of my check that hasn't been paid for the doors.
Oh, yes. I can understand that, but why would they take it out of your check? You did the man hours. You've done your work.
I understand that, sir. But since the company hasn't been paid, the company is taking it out on me, and it's not going to come down on me. So either I'm going to get the doors.
Well, you need to quit your job because they need to give you not just give you a bonus, but give you some hourly work. Because bottom line is, you're talking about coming to get my doors. No, that's not going to happen.
Either we resolve this peacefully as if you pay for it, or I come out and get the doors. And I'm not finna sit here and go back and forth.
You need to go ahead and come get these doors. Gas up and come get these doors, because you're not going to come and get I'm not going to send you no money.
Okay, sir, then what we need to do is get a scheduled time where I can come out and get all the doors.
Now I'm on your time.
I'm sorry?
I'm on your time now, so you must be paying me now since I'm on your time.
What are you talking about?
Because you're talking about you're going to set up a time with me. That means I have to leave and do what I do to be meet you here to get something that don't belong to you, which is my door.
Sir, you don't have to be there at all. Because come in and take the front door off, and I'm going to keep moving through the house and get all the doors and get them back here to the plant.
I don't think you hear yourself. Now, first and foremost, when you come to the front door, I'm going to be there waiting on you. As you take it off the latch, I'm going to be on your behind making sure you realize you're going to have to take this door or take this and I'm pretty sure that will be coming to you when you get that first door.
Sir, I can't keep going back and forth with you. Let me say this to you. I'm coming to get them doors even if I got to take a whooping because I got to get my money back from the company that they done took from me because your damn contractor did not pay for the damn doors.
Hey, you better bring your tone down when you talk to me. You talking to a girl. Man, I'm gonna put this on you. I'm not gonna allow you to come to my house and take these damn doors, and you ain't coming to get no money.
I'm coming to get them doors, and I'm coming to get them today. I need every door.
Come on now. What time you coming? Because I want to be prepared when you come mess with these doors. I make sure, please, what time you coming?
Don't worry about when I'm coming. You'll know when I'm there when I take the first door off the hinge.
Every door, we gonna meet at that door. I'm gonna whoop that and tell you what, I'm gonna pay you. I'm gonna pay you $1. Whooping. Now take that check. You can make $10.75.
Whooping or not, I'm gonna take that whooping if that's what it takes. But I gotta take these doors so I can get my money back, man.
I need you to do next time. Get your damn money. Stop. Get a job that pays you better for this whooping. You gonna get in fed well.
I'm not, sir. I'm not gonna keep going back and forth with you about you whooping my.
You gotta go back and forth. That is the end. Bring your over here, take that whooping, and take it on home.
But I'm bringing them doors too. Every door in that house is coming with me. You should have been calling a contractor.
You should have been calling a contractor.
But y'all over there stealing doors from my damn company.
Well, now I'm telling you what, you need to be calling them. He got your money.
I'm coming to get every door you got in that house.
Bring me that number.
I tell you what, you know what I'll do? I'll just wait till you go to work.
Bring me the number right now.
I'll just come in there and get them doors while your ass is gone.
Bring me the number, Junior. Wait a second. Now, I just told you, you ain't coming to get no doors. I just got through telling you this. Junior, get it from your mama. Bring
I'm coming
now.
To get them doors, and you know what else I'm coming to do?
What?
I'm coming to tell you who I am. Do you know who I am?
Yeah, more so I know who you are, so you walk your up here, I make sure I introduce myself. You want to come get a door? Well, come get these doors then, if you're that bad.
That ain't really who I am.
Well, who are you?
I am Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got prank phone call by your wife, Faye.
That's right. That's right. She was bringing the damn number. You gonna get it when I get downstairs. Oh, brother, you got me. You know, I'm a typical Negro. I got one of them red doors. You know, when you get them red doors, you're doing something.
Oh, man. Hey, man, I gotta ask you, man. Paul, what is the baddest, and I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
Oh, Steve Harvey Show. And Cousin Tommy.
I was over here just praying, man. Faye, don't bring that number in now.
But all I heard was all this moving, so I'm thinking they looking for it, but they down there probably on the floor getting it.
What y'all think about that?
Ignorant, as always.
You know what we think about
it. Well, you got to keep asking us.
I just want to make sure I'm keeping stupid relevant. That's all I want to do.
You never have to ask that question.
Okay.
Because it's always going to be yes.
Yeah.
Well, you could actually stop saying keep stupid relevant and just say keeping yourself.
Just go ahead and name it and claim it.
Name it and claim it. I got it. All right.
How's the play?
Yeah, how's the play?
Play's good. We're actually off this week, and we pick back up next week. So I get some time off.
You show y'all just off?
Yeah, we all. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Well, actually, Tommy, I was going to actually pay you a compliment, but first I got to stab you.
You just can't do right.
Yeah, so who came this week? Yeah.
I heard it was the Queen of England.
The Queen of England was at the play?
See, mm-hmm. Shirley, you go too far, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm. Hello there. That tummy is very funny. Oh, my goodness. He's hilarious.
What were you going to do, Tyler Perry? Queen of England.
Still no pictures, though.
Oh, tummy is so funny.
I'm not doing this with y'all.
Michelle Obama coming to the play.
Really? I was going to ask
Michelle Obama got time to go see no nephew.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Jay, Miss Ann is coming up with our national news.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
While baseball fans get ready for the game tonight, it's game one tonight of the World Series between the Houston
Dodgers,
Astros.
The Dodgers.
And the Dodgers, yeah. They call them the Strohs, right?
The Strohs,
yeah.
Baby.
Strohs,
yeah.
Baby.
They took the first syllable off.
They took the ass off, Shirley. Yeah.
Just Strohs.
Just
Strohs.
I know. I was going to say Strohs. That. And
we just say go Strohs.
I know. Shirley, everybody just says go Strohs.
I'm
yeah.
sports for Shirley.
I'm scared to take
but
that
I hear
ass
him
off,
saying
Shirley.
It.
Somebody black did that because we always shorten things like Mickey D's. Yeah. We did that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
KFC. Uh-huh. That's us. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nilla wafers.
Yeah.
We took the VA. Nilla.
I mean,
so basically, it's me, Carla, and Junior against you and Jay. You know that.
Well, yeah. I mean, I am torn. I do. I am torn because I think the city of Houston does need, you know, something to cheer about and feel good about, and it's the Strohs.
Can I get this straight? I ain't rooting for nobody, okay? That's something I don't do.
You don't do
I want mine straight,
yeah,
too.
Go ahead, Steve.
I'm not torn at all.
I am.
I'm from Cleveland. I ain't got time to be torn. Yeah. We got a football season. We ain't won a damn game yet. I don't get nothing about this World Series. The Indians ain't in it.
Oh, no.
Cleveland in the building for sure.
Yeah, so that's going to be good. According to the New York Daily News, President Trump introduces stand for the national anthem petition. President Trump hasn't given up his battle with the NFL over players' protests of the national anthem. Trump and Vice President Pence have now introduced a petition demanding both players and fans stand for the national anthem. The president has asked for a list of supporters who stand for the national anthem. Reads an email sent to his supporters. Add your name below to show your patriotism and support. Trump has been very vocal about his opposition to players taking a knee during the anthem and has criticized the NFL for not creating a rule that would penalize players for not standing. Commissioner Roger Goodell says that although he believes they should stand, the league would not be making it a requirement.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah.
We have much bigger things to contend with. You know,
he does.
I mean, really, you do, man.
You mean for the president and vice president?
Bill, for the president and vice, y'all got a health care bill that y'all trying to destroy, and you got one that you're trying to pass that is in the process of destroying subsidies for low-income people. You've done that.
Are you saying that's more important, Steve?
That's
that what you're saying?
Important.
Is that what you're saying?
Look, you're trying to get rid of the DACA, the Dreamers Act. You're trying to kill that. You want a wall. You're working on, you got a travel ban. Everything you want to do is divisive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's all you're good at.
Why are the NFL players bothering you? If you would address the reason that they are kneeling
and be
as opposed to trying to force them not to kneel, yeah. If anybody would open up the discussion, why are they kneeling, mm-hmm. and find out to the man that it has nothing to do with the military or disrespecting the flag.
But they know that.
They know
but let
that.
Me tell y'all something else, too, though. If you all played the whole national anthem that they took the national anthem from, which didn't become our national anthem until the 30s, if you take the rest of the poem, it promotes slavery, mm-hmm. and it degenerates black people.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, there's a verse that they take out.
It's the second verse. They took it out and said, this is going to be our national anthem. But they took it from the poem that the guy wrote. The whole thing, man, the cries of racism on the backside of that song. Now, if everybody understood that, man, everybody would be kneeling.
Yeah.
If you knew the origin of it.
All right. We have to move on, Steve.
It's okay for us.
They'll never change that, though, right?
Yeah. Steve, she's here.
Ladies and gentlemen, our very own news anchor, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you very much, everybody. Okay, this is Ann Tripp with the news, and here we go. Yes, there is a lot of it. The widow of Army Sergeant LaDavid Johnson told ABC's Good Morning America yesterday that she actually cried harder after she heard President Trump stumble trying to remember her husband's name during that now infamous phone call.
That will hurt me the most, because if my husband is out here fighting for our country and he risked his life for our country, why can't you remember his name?
After that interview, Trump went on Twitter insisting that he got the Green Beret's name right and that he spoke respectfully. Sergeant Johnson, one of four U.S. soldiers ambushed and killed in Niger by Islamic State militants. Now the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford, wants a detailed explanation as to what happened.
It took a couple of days before they could recover the body of LaDavid Johnson. He was recovered by Nigerian troops. The questions include, how did U.S. forces become separated during the engagement, specifically Sergeant Johnson, and why did it take time to find and recover Sergeant Johnson?
LaDavid Johnson was laid to rest, by the way, this past Saturday. Sticking with that subject on that call, of course, there are the nasty comments. A guy named Bill Handel, a conservative talk radio host in Los Angeles, he's been supportive of Donald Trump. He's sparking outrage and calls for his firing after calling Congresswoman Frederica Wilson a cheap, sleazy Democrat whore on his show. Handel unleashed his insults toward Wilson during an exchange with political consultant John Thomas.
She overheard that conversation and she got, oh, this is great. I will score political points by picking, going on MSNBC and becoming somebody. That is disgusting.
It is totally disgusting. She's a cheap, sleazy Democrat whore is what she is.
I would say she's a sleazy politician. But yeah,
I would add the word whore. And there's a few other words I can throw in there, but I want to stay working here.
Where he works, by the way, Bill Handel works for radio station KFI. Senator John McCain appears to be accusing the President Trump of using his wealth to get deferred from the draft during the Vietnam War. President Trump received 5 deferments for bone spurs. You may remember during the campaign where candidate Trump was asked about McCain's being a former prisoner of war. He and a war hero, he said something to the effect that he preferred war heroes who hadn't been captured. Finally, this is National Mother-in-Law Day and National Nut Day.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Eugene the Butterfly, real nut. 20 minutes after the hour, stay tuned to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve, please introduce Jay, and Jay, please introduce Jay the Butterfly.
Do you know the butterfly? Because I really do.
Let me get some.
I said, do you know
the butterfly? Because I really do.
Do you know
you know the butterfly?
Because I really do.
Jump on in there, butterfly.
Thank you. Very good. Thank you
do
so much.
Do you know the butterfly? Because
go ahead, butterfly.
Thank you so much. Thank you to Shirley. Thank you, everyone.
Hold on. Ain't nobody let me get in there. You know the butterfly.
Stupid.
Because don't nobody know the butterfly like I do.
Hey, what's up, Jay? I'm glad y'all brought me in. Let me get some of this right here. Hold on. Do you know the butterfly? I said I do.
Hey, let me get some of that steak. Let me get some
of that. Come
on. Yeah. Do you know the butterfly? Because I do.
What? Who?
Good butter. Does everybody know the butterfly? Because I really know the butterfly. The butterfly is a good friend of mine.
Come on, you Ollie.
Come on, sing it, Adnoy.
Do you know?
Better sing it.
Do you know? Cause I really do.
Is that
Is that Ralph the white guy over there?
Is that Ralph over there? Hey, guys, hi. How's everybody doing today?
Hey, Junior.
Hey, what's up, Ralph? Junior, hello. Hey, new guy. Hey, J. Anthony Brown. I'm Ralph the white guy. How's it going?
Hey, Ralph, how you doing, man?
Hey,
Ralph. How's it going? It's good. Let me get a little bit of that. Do. Don't Chanel. Yeah.
Show Rat Pack.
The butterfly. Yeah.
Come on now.
A lot I do.
Come on. I wanted to. I have a big softball game, World Series, to tell you all about. And I wanted to.
Hey, man, your segment is up. I'm sorry.
But the Pink Hornets are playing the Dragonflies.
Aw. When tonight?
Yeah, and I'm the catcher.
Too late.
Oh,
thanks
sorry. Oh, you're the catcher. Oh, so sorry, Butterfly. we gotta go. I'm so sorry. Coming up next, it is time for Comedy Roulette with Tommy J. Jr. and, of course, the man himself, Steve Harvey, baby.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Jay, it is time for Comedy Roulette. Set it up quickly.
So, it's just the insults every week. You test our comedy ability. Mm-hmm. Tell you what you do. Take five subjects, put them on a wheel, spin the wheel. Where it stop, we'll do the damn thing. What you got?
All right, here we go. I have the categories. let's spin the wheel. I mean, let's get ready. All right, she has an invisible boyfriend.
Oh, everybody knows somebody like that.
All right, that's number one. Number two.
Never seen him.
Stop lying. You're staying at your mama's house.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Number three. When are you going to get that back tooth fixed?
You know people like
that. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's right back there.
Number four, you know they repoed that car.
Stop lying. Yeah.
And number five, I don't know how to tell you this, but she's seeing somebody
all
else.
All of these are good.
Uh-huh.
Spin all the wheel. All of these are good. Spin the wheel.
Spin it, cat.
Oh. Come on, that tooth. Come on, tooth. Come on,
number
tooth.
Number five.
Like invisible boyfriend.
I landed on number two. Stop lying. You're staying at your mama's house.
You know how I know you staying at your mama's house?
How?
We at the club. I hear you on the phone say, hey, I'll be there in a minute, mama. Leave the key under the door. You at your mama's house. Stop lying, fool. Go ahead.
You ain't at your mama's house. I know you stay at your mama's house.
How?
I know you be trying to hide, but all your clothes got crease in it. She ironed them. You know damn well you don't iron that good. All your clothes got an even crease. Front, back, and on both shoulders.
You staying at your mama's
house.
You know you staying at your mama's house when you got a lunch bag with your name on it in the car.
Your mama made that for you, boy. What you guys doing,
Steve? When you on your cell phone talking, and we can hear the washing machine in the background. You're in the basement, ain't you?
You stand in the basement.
You're in the basement at your mama's house. You know how I know you stand at your mama's house? You ain't got your own key, and the key you got is around your neck. Oh! Who you fooling, fool? You ain't fooling no damn body. You a latch key grown ass man.
Yeah. I know you staying at your mama's house. When I come to your mama's house on family functions, you the first one there. How you the first one here?
Right.
We know you staying at your mama house when you only invite us over during a prayer meeting when mama gone. Mama going to church tonight, we can come through. Yeah.
I know you at your mama house.
Okay.
This is how I know you live at your mama's house. You always smell damp. Why you smell like the basement?
You know how I know you
just smell damp.
All wet and everything. Yeah. That's how I know you stand at your mama's house. Every day you coming in talking about a gospel show you watch. This is when you start watching Oldstein, fool.
I got a lot of experience in this area. That's why I know you stand at your mama's house. When you always into it with her boyfriend, how come you and Earl always that up?
Because your ass is over there. Right, right, right.
You don't like nothing Earl say?
You know you staying at your mama house. Your lotion you wear smell like Avon.
Not Avon.
Yeah, yeah. Why you come to work smelling like white diamond? What is that about?
Come on, Steve, close it out.
Close it out, Steve.
This is how you know you live at your mama's house. Cause the car you driving got a Bible on the dashboard and a bobblehead Jesus.
Dude, yeah, that's your mama car, boy.
Your mama car, boy.
Stop lying.
I love it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after today's Strawberry Letter. You don't want to miss that. But first, come on, nephew, with the prank phone call.
One of your twins is mine.
Huh? Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
One of your twins is mine.
Seriously,
you play
this much. This might do it.
One
right
of them is yours,
this
and then
might
one of them
be
is
the
mine.
One.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of your twins is mine. Here it is.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Tony. Yeah, this is Tony. Tony, what's going on, man? Hey, brother, my name is Kendrick, man. I'm trying to reach out to you. Are you the Tony that used to date? Man. Yeah, what about it, man? I was trying to reach out to you. Who you say this is again? My name's Kendrick. Kendrick, I got a little problem, bro. Hopefully we can work this out. Man, look, man, I ain't got nothing to do with no damn no more, man. That's the past, dog. Don't even call me about her, man. That just, you know, I don't want to hear. Do y'all have kids together? What? Do y'all have children together? Yeah, I got kids from Kiva. Man, how you get my number, man? Say again. How you get my number? Hey, bro, I ain't trying to have no beef with you, man. It ain't nothing like that. I'm just, do you and have a set of twins? Yeah, man, we got a set of twins, man. But wait a minute, hold on, dog. Why you calling me, man? Whatever you and did, man, that's you and dog. But what you asking me about my kids for, man? Okay, bro, I don't even know how to break this on you, but I'm just going to just put it out there, okay? Just hear me out, man. Just hear me out. It's been brought to my attention that there is a strong possibility that one of the twins is mine. Oh, you crazy, man. Who you say you is again, man? This Kendrick, man. Man, look, man, don't call my house with this, man. How a twin gonna be yours, man? They my twins, man. Hey, man, I found out, and I thought the same thing you thought, Tony. I was like, okay. Man, that ain't even biologically possible, man. That's what I thought, but I found out that two seeds could actually join together. Yeah. Create twins, and each one of them could have a different daddy. I'm finding this out for firsthand myself. Oh, man, you ain't fine. Man, look, man, whatever, man, I'm telling you, dog, man, the kids is mine, man. Hey, you ain't got nothing to do with this, dog. You ain't got nothing to do with this, man. Hey, listen, man, all I'm trying to do is get to the bottom of something. Listen to me. Let me ask you this. Your set of twins, are they the same shade of color? Are they different shades? I mean, I'm just asking. I've never seen them. Look, dog, let me tell you something, man. I want you to get this through your head right now, man. Whatever you and got, that's on y'all, man. This ain't got nothing to do with my twins, man. Ain't got nothing to do with my twins, man. One of them dark-skinned, one of them light-skinned, man. Right there. Right there, man. What? Right there, what? Okay, Tony. All right, let me ask you. What shade of color are you? Are you dark skin or light skin? Man, I'm dark skin, man. I'm light skin. I'm telling you, the light skin twin must be mine. You know what, man? I'm not even continue this conversation no more. I'm going to just tell you something, dog. You don't know who you with, because I will you up. You understand that, dog? Man, listen, I just found out that this is a fluke accident that is possible to happen. Oh. You understand that you talking about my kids, man?
I understand that, man, and I understand the passion that you have for your children, man. I'm just trying to tell you, one of the kids,
man,
ain't
you calling
yours,
my
Tony.
House talking about my kids is yours, man.
One of the twins is mine, man.
Man, ain't no. Man, look, man. Look, dog, I tell you what, man. I'm going to let you make it, dog. You know what? Because don't call here no more, man. Whatever you and are doing, that's what you and that crazy is doing. So she with your old crazy, stupid. You stupid enough to call here talking about one of the kids. I guess she told you that stupid, huh? Now, dog. Don't call me no more, man.
Okay,
don't.
Okay, Tony, listen. Will you consider, I mean, I got us an appointment tomorrow at the doctor. Would you consider bringing the kids and we can see which one is yours and which one
dog,
is mine?
Dog, you are retarded, man. That's what's up with you, dog. You retarded, man. I ain't meet you no well, dog. That's what I'm talking about, man. I tell you what, dog. I'll meet you man to man, man. Man to man. Me and you, dog. Man to man. I'm going to kick your
We ain't got to fight. Tony, I just want you to give me my child, man.
Right. I'm going to give you a whooping. I got my Louisville slugger. You stupid. That's what you is, man. You an ignorant man calling me Sunday morning talking about my kids. It's your kids. Man, you retarded. That can't even happen, man.
I understand it, man, but it's a fluke accident, and now you trying to deprive me of me of having a relationship with my child.
Man, I've been raising these kids for 5 years by my damn self, man. I get them up. I take them to ballet, man. I take them to Little League. You understand me, man?
Don't
call
me
no more, man.
Tony, I understand. And, dog, it was heartbreaking to me, too, Tony.
Tell you what, man. I'm going to get off the phone. And I want you to never, ever call my house. Don't call me with no ignorant like this. What you say your name is? What's your name again, dog?
My name Kendrick, man. Listen, Tony.
I'm going to find your dog. You understand that, dog? We're going to settle this. I'm going to whip your You understand what you with, dog?
Okay, but Tony, I got one more thing I want to say to you, okay?
Man, you ain't got else to say to me, man.
Tony, let me say one more thing to you, man.
Hold on. Now, baby. Now, baby, daddy, all right. Yeah, y'all go and play. I'll be out there in a minute. Man, see, dog, man, you didn't got everybody around here all man, I don't curse like this around my kids, man.
Okay, man, can I say one more thing to you, man?
All right, man, say what the you want to say. Don't call here no more, man.
Tony, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your homeboy.
Oh, man. You know what, Tommy, man? Man, that's some up boy. Boy, man, you know what, dog? Man, you was really about to get your whooped, man. Man, you can't be with nobody about their kids nowadays, dog. Man. Oh, man. Okay.
You got right, me, man.
That All right, tell you what, man, don't even tell you did it, man, because, see, we meeting later tonight. I got something for you, man.
hey, Nephew Tommy, do me one favor, man.
What's that? Watch the 10 o'clock news tonight, man. You going
to put
monkey on there, man. Watch, dog. I can't believe this, man. Oh, man. Oh. All right.
Hey, man, I got to ask you, man. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
Oh, man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. I listen every morning, man. I just can't believe y'all got me, man.
All I'm saying is it could happen, okay?
No, it can't.
I mean, I had the right to call him and tell him one of your twins is mine.
Wow.
Somebody gonna kill
man,
you.
Out on the road now. Glad you're off this week.
Yeah. We really wouldn't have been off. This is because of the theater drowned during the hurricane in Houston. We were supposed to be in Houston all this week.
Oh,
doing this stage play.
Okay.
And players Houston, doing well.
Mm-hmm. Houston needs laughter, too. So that
they
great.
Do.
Yeah.
They do. Yeah. Big ups to everybody in Houston. Yeah. Astros fans, Rockies fans, everybody that survived, made it through.
All the people down at Spud University.
Mm-hmm.
That's me and Jay's college.
Yeah,
we're
in college together. Side Piece University.
SPU,
SPU.
Alumni.
It's S-P-U-D.
SPU, yeah.
Excuse me, Junior, you not going to give Prairie View slogan PVU, you know, to Spud. You're not going to do that.
Oh, yes, they are.
No.
You know.
Oh, PV ain't got no trademark on that.
We don't want no trouble. We don't want no trouble.
Oh, you're going to have plenty of
it. Oh, you're going to have some trouble.
With this university, yeah.
All our classes are at night.
Imagine
when side pieces can go to class.
Hello.
And you and Tommy are professors.
Definitely.
Yeah, we professors.
Most definitely.
Side
Piece University.
That is so
what's
crazy.
The B for Steve?
Degree.
Degree.
Okay.
What are some of the classes?
Oh, there's
that can take?
Keep Your Mouth Shut.
Or you can call it SPEW.
Yeah. What's SPEW?
What's SPEW?
SPUE.
What's
SPEW? SPEW University might be better for y'all.
What's that?
That's side piece university etiquette.
Yes.
Oh, etiquette.
I like that.
I like that.
Okay.
Yeah. I like that.
All right, we'll talk about it later.
We'll have more.
Coming up next, it's the Strawberry Letter.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Today's Strawberry Letter is up next, and it is a good one. You do not want to miss it. But first, according to a new study, too much exercise, listen to this, Steve, too much exercise can kill you. Researchers in Chicago, yeah, that's what it says.
Yeah, I'm taking off today and tomorrow.
Well,
that's all you needed to
thank
hear.
Thank you, Shirley.
Listen to the researchers, Steve, in Chicago.
No, I ain't got to hear nothing. That's all I needed. Thank you, Shirley.
You're welcome. They found out that guys who work out at least 7.5 hours each week are 86% more likely to exercise to experience clogged arteries.
Wow.
And twice as likely to suffer from heart disease. It seems that high levels of exercise over time really stresses the blood vessels, which puts men at greater risk. That's
so
what it
don't
says.
Work out now?
Well,
boy, you can't. I'm telling you, man. You can't do nothing right.
I know. Every time I know, it's
on.
Always something. It's always something.
Every time
something.
You think you're on the right track,
yeah,
you're doing something.
Yeah, it says guys who work out at least 7.5 hours each week are 86% more likely to experience clogged arteries.
Steve, how much time do you put in?
How much time do you work out, Steve?
Is it 7?
It's
and a half?
Minimum of an hour.
An hour each day.
Yeah, and it's 4 days a week normally and fives mostly.
So you're doing 5 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Okay, you're all right. You're all right.
We might as well eat some damn ice cream.
Yeah, hey, see, but I'm 60, so you got to throw that in, too. So I probably need to get down to 2 days. It's what I'm hearing is I need to get out in 2 days.
It sounds like somebody's sick of working out.
I think it counts if you know somebody working out, so I'm taking one of them days.
Any old excuse, huh? Yeah, let them be the reason.
Not to work out.
Wow.
So you can't win, even if you're working out. Yeah. That's messed up.
And 7.5 doesn't seem like a lot.
That's a lot. That's a lot of time.
It doesn't seem like a lot.
But that's an hour every day.
Every single day, yeah.
You got to get
a lot.
That is a lot.
You got to give your body a time to rest. You really
just
got to
breathe, yeah. Now, does that include sex?
Here we go. If you think of sex as a workout.
Not for you guys.
For me.
If I'm doing it every day, I'm just saying I'm asking.
But that little time you're putting in, no time you can't.
Yeah, not for you. You
ain't putting in no hours.
Your heart rate don't even get up.
No, Tommy, you was talking about the other time.
Remember the other time? Remember how fast she was?
You remember that time? You
shut up, Junior.
5 minutes, a good nice 5 minutes.
I'm bringing my ham sandwich.
I said 7.5 to 8 minutes.
Well, that's not an hour. They're saying that Steve said an hour a day every day.
So you straight.
7 hours a week.
Good.
So I can keep
a lot of people disappointed in you, I can tell you that.
So right now, Tommy, you at 35 minutes.
A week.
Is an hour long, though? That's long, isn't it? Right, that's a long time,
yeah,
right?
That's long. Yeah.
So you was better in the play than you was in bed.
Oh, damn.
Okay, boy.
That's the room I heard.
The streets are talking.
Yeah.
Word on the street.
Yeah. You know, streets don't lie.
Sometimes the streets tell the truth.
Anyway, these are researchers in Chicago. So there you go.
Okay.
Wow. All right, Steve, so cut back a little.
Yeah. No problem.
You gave him a way out of it.
Ice cream for everyone.
4 hours a week. Yes, that's a lot of workout, man.
Today is my cheat day, too.
And what's your cheat food, Steve?
I'm probably going to go with pizza.
And what's your
food? But it won't be just one slice like Obi keep talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just get a slice of pizza.
Who the hell can eat one slice of pizza?
I don't know.
Pizza.
Why would I buy the box?
Let's get a slice.
Yeah. What am I going to do with these other 7 pieces?
You go to Whole Foods and just get one slice.
Yeah, but that's going to cost you $72.
Here we go, Jay.
One slice.
All right, come on, Tommy. Let's get to the letter, Neff.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. Here it is. Strawberry love.
The letter, subject cheating and deceiving women. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 6 years now. I recently found out that my husband, who is of African descent, had been lying to me all this time about his ex and children, two being out of the country. We moved into a new home and He also moved his ex and two children into a new home. He signed his name with her on the house, and she also still carries his last name. He finally admitted to what was going on after all these years and said he confessed because of reading a book. But I know it was because of his conscience getting the best of him. He tells me to leave his past alone and deal with our future. I told him that his past is also a part of our present, of his present and future, and he had never even turned his past away. He said he did it because this is his way of taking care of his child. But like I told him, you could take care of your child without having to take care of the woman. How about child support and visitation rights? I know he is still seeing her because she doesn't have a man, and I know he will not approve of a man being with her because he's paying the mortgage and other bills. He has deceived me and lied and committed adultery. I'm still here because this is my first marriage, and I thought my last, and I'm trying to work it out. He's very kind and takes care of home, but in his mind, he feels he is doing nothing wrong. We do not have any children together, but I have a 12 and 14-year-old at home. I also asked, does this woman know we are married? And he says, yes. I asked, is she working? He also says, yes. I don't believe him because she is from Bosnia, very white, and not sure if she speaks English. I also asked, when will I meet his children? And he ignored the question. However, it doesn't matter to me if I never meet them. I'm trying to salvage this marriage, but I don't know how long I can deal with the deceit and lies. What's your advice? I know I have to leave, but what other alternative do I have? Thanks. Hold bless. Wow. Okay, clearly your husband has been lying to you for quite some time, at least 6 years, probably more. And I agree with you. He can take care of his children by sending child support and working out visitation, you know, and all that. He doesn't have to deal with the other woman in that sense, the way he's dealing with her, paying her mortgage and all that. That is crazy. The other stuff he's doing with his ex is just cheating, okay? Plain and simple, he's cheating. He has two sets of families. He just has two. He's got a woman over there and this new house that he's paying the mortgage for, and then he's got you and your kids in your new home over there. This is crazy. You said he confessed after reading a book. I just want to know, what book is this? You know, and did he think after telling you that you were going to be okay with this? And I don't care how he feels in his mind about, you know, this being good. He doesn't see anything wrong with it, or that you say he's kind. You know, tell him he is doing something wrong. He's lying and cheating, and there's nothing kind about that. He needs to stop. And that's the only way I see this marriage, you know, you being able to salvage this marriage. Otherwise, just like you said in your letter, you know, you have to leave. 12 minutes after, what? We'll be back with the crow, code cracker.
Surely.
What? She what? Said in her letter.
What letter did you read, babe?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Here we go. Part two of your response to today's strawberry letter.
Okay, Shirley, I'm going to have to go along with what you said based on this information. What? But I'm going to show you a bunch of holes in here that makes me think something else. Cheating, okay, and deceiving woman. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married 6 years now. I recently found out that my husband, who is of African descent, had been lying to me all this time about his ex and children, two being out of the country. We moved into a new home and also moved his ex and two children into a new home. He signed his name with her on the house, and she also still carries his last name. He finally admitted to what was going on after all these years and said he confessed because of reading a book, but I know it was because of his conscience getting the best of him. He tells me to leave his past alone and deal with our future. I told him that his past is also part of his present and future, and he had never even turned his past away. He said he did it because this way was his way of taking care of his child. But like I told him, you could take care of your child without having to take care of the woman. How about child support and visitation rights? I know he's still seeing her because she doesn't have a man, and I know he will not approve of a man being with her because he's paying the mortgage and the other bills. He has deceived me and lied and committed adultery. I'm still here because this is my first marriage and I thought in my last. I'm trying to work it out. He's very kind and takes care of home, but in his mind he feels he's doing nothing wrong. We do not have any children together, but I have a 12 and a 14-year-old at home. I also asked, does this woman know we are married? He says, yes. I ask, is she working? He says, yes. I don't believe him because she is from Bosnia. She is from Bosnia, very white, and not sure if she speaks English. I also asked, when will I meet his children, and he ignored the question. However, it doesn't matter to me if I never meet them. I'm trying to salvage this marriage, but I don't know how I can deal with the deceit and lies. What's your advice? I know I have to leave, but what other alternative do I have? Thanks, whole bless.
Got well, a woman from Bosnia.
Yeah, that's parentheses, like very white. Okay, here's the deal. You say you're trying to salvage the marriage. One sentence later, you say, I know I have to leave, but what other alternative do I have? Well, you can try to salvage your marriage. Because what you're talking about in this letter, I'm going to punch a couple holes in it a little bit here from what I said. First of all, you felt important for us to know you've been married 6 years now. Your husband is of African descent. I don't know why we needed that information, but obviously you felt it was important to let us know that he was African. I don't know if we're supposed to use Discovery Channel as a point of reference in this matter. I don't know what you're trying to say, but your letter after that gets a little shaky. He admitted he'd been lying about his ex and his kids being out of the country. So now I'm thinking they were out of the country, but you're saying they're actually in the country. You moved into a new home, and he also moved his ex and two children into a new home. He signed his name with her on the house, and she also still carries his last name. First of all, it's a common thing for exes to still keep the name. That's very, very common. Yeah. Secondly, I don't know how much money your man make, but I don't know too many dudes, African, Bosnian, Russian, Yugoslavian, or American that can go buy two houses at the same time. New Yorkers, Floridians, I don't know. And plus, I just don't see a dude buying two houses at one time. See, I think this is information that you just found out about. I think that in his divorcing of this woman, his ex, I think that he married you. I think that's very legitimate and legal. And I think you just found out about his exes not being out the country, being in the country. So now you put together a bunch of other stuff that may not be the truth. Now you're saying he said he confessed to you all of this because of a book he read. You say, but you know it was because his conscience got the best of him. Well, the book, he could have read the Bible.
The Bible, but wouldn't she have said the Bible though, Steve?
No,
she wouldn't have just said a book.
He just said a book. Once a man, listen now, this is a man telling this to a woman.
Okay, all right.
You know, we just can't give up all the information now. We read a book, and I must tell you the truth. I must come to you now. I am saying, listen to me. You shut up. Listen to me. I am married. I leave the wife, the children. I come to you. I am treating you the new wife.
How many wives can they have?
Ain't got nothing to do with it, Tommy. But I think when a man is talking to you in broken English, I think it sounds like it's more of a lie. You shut up. Me, two children, be happy. You know, I think that's what has happened to this lady right here.
You know we got to get out of here. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. Please don't forget me this Thursday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time for our Strawberry Letter live after show on Facebook. Okay, it's 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I'll see you there. And switching gears now, did you guys hear about this? This is really scary. Mariah Carey's home was burglarized, okay? Mariah Carey is the latest Los Angeles burglary victim. TMZ is reporting that burglars broke into her Los Angeles mansion, getting away with $50,000 worth of stuff. Culprits, that's a lot of money. The culprits apparently, $50,000.
There ain't nobody but Nick Cannon wilding out. That's all.
Wildin'. The culprits apparently got into the house through a window or a door on an upper floor, since a ladder was discovered in the backyard. On the positive side, they didn't steal any of Mariah's jewelry.
Okay.
Yeah, and she's okay. Only some handbags, some purses, and some sunglasses. So there you go.
That's insured, I'm assuming.
Yeah, more than likely.
Yeah, sure. That could have been one Birkin bag.
Oh, man. $50,000. They got a bag for $50,000?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. What? And Steve. You know.
There's a bag for $50,000?
Dog, listen to me.
Tell me. Please
Jay.
Tell me. Yes.
Jay, there are $300,000 purses.
Mm-hmm. You lying.
You got to be kidding me.
What?
$300,000?
Easy.
Yeah.
Is a refrigerator in it and everything? Is it got?
Does it make a sandwich?
Those Hermes bags that you see women buying,
they're
investments.
Yeah.
You could take any one of those bags, keep it, and put it online and sell it for more than you bought it for.
Oh, my God.
Just tell me, how many she got?
My wife does not have $300,000 purse.
She got a $50,000.
That's what you think. Coming up at 41 after the hour. This is things that white kids can say, but black kids better not say.
Better not even think some of this stuff. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Baseball fever. People in Houston and L.A. are very, very excited about game one tonight of the World Series. Yeah.
Altuve?
The Stros versus the Dodgers. The L.A. Dodgers, of course, that is tonight. We'll all be watching. Yeah. But right now, Steve.
But wait a minute. Houston is the Stros and Dodgers is. Can it be the Jers?
The Jers? The Stros and the Jers? All right. We'll
I think
give
I
it a
started
whirl.
Something. Yeah. I'm putting it out there.
Okay.
All right.
All right, but
the Jers.
But right now, Steve and Jay and Tommy and Junior.
What's up?
Jay, explain.
Well, Shirley called me up, Steve, and said she saw this little boy. Shirley, you tell the story because you saw it. So
okay,
I actually did see this.
Yeah. Nestor and I were having breakfast one morning outside, and we see this little kid, this little white kid, roll up on a skateboard and turn around, and he was talking to his dad, and he turned around, and he was like, "You're lying, Dad. You're a liar. Stop lying, Dad. You're lying."
And he's still alive? Yeah. This kid is still alive?
And then the dad was like, "Son, no, I'm not lying to you."
The dad was arguing with
him? Yes. Nestor and I were looking at each other like,
"My daddy would have split the back of my head with that skateboard."
Thank you. That's what we were saying. There is no, we couldn't even say the word lie.
Oh, my
We couldn't
God.
Even, we had to say no, telling a story.
And a grown person was never lying.
Never.
Even if they were lying.
Yeah.
Even if they were lying.
You couldn't
say that. No.
Yeah. So.
So what you got now, Jay?
So we got a list of things that white kids can say. But you definitely cannot say it as a black child, right? Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, "I'm going to my room, and please do not disturb me."
Tommy, did you? What happened?
Tommy, what happened to you?
Man, I slammed the door at my house one day. And my daddy came in there and took the dough off the hinges and put it in the garage. You don't have a dough now.
Don't disturb me.
Since we slamming dough.
Things that white kids can say that black kids can't? No, you hush. You hush.
Wow.
Whoa. Wow. No, you hush.
You hush.
I got one white kids can say that black kids can't.
Come on, Steve.
No. No.
No. No.
Just right
no.
there.
No. Just no.
No. All black kids get out of this. No. Wow.
Oh, here it is. Here it is.
That one.
Touch me. Touch me, and I'm calling the authorities.
What? First of all, who is the authority?
You're talking to the authority.
Oh, I got one right here. I got one right here.
What,
that's why father left.
Bring up nothing but your damn daddy here while he left.
Oh, wait, I like this one right here.
What you got?
It's my party, and I can have over here whoever I want.
What the hell?
That would have gotten you killed.
Yeah.
Right. Wow. It's really different. It's really
different. It's so different. You got one?
You're not my friend. To your parents, though.
Don't give a damn about not being my your friend. Friend?
No. That's it for you.
I hate you every day.
Oh, my God.
Carla,
you happened to you for real, right?
Yes,
you saw
I
that.
Was at the airport, Jay, and this little white kid was going through security. He was mad at his parents on that moving walkway the entire time. He screamed to his dad, "I hate you every day."
There's no way.
Dead
no
in
way.
This airport.
Yeah,
what you
no
got,
way.
Steve? What you got, man?
I was trying to think of one really just really...
What?
One that I've thought, but I knew not to say.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Here go one right here.
Okay.
Hey, I wish I lived with Billy's parents.
Whoa. You gonna live where?
Okay.
Well, you take your little girl.
No, take your ass on over there.
Oh, it's different. Very, it's different.
Yeah, very different.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, I got one right here. How long do I have to live without my own phone?
Yeah. They got a lot of freedom, don't they?
That's ignorant right there.
How do you say that,
man?
Hey, I don't know.
They can say this and then get away with it.
What you got, Junior?
Mom, I don't mean to say this, but I'm just going to say it. This spaghetti sucks.
Wow. Boy.
This spaghetti sucks.
100. Boom.
With the spaghetti.
Boom, that's getting hit with a plate of spaghetti right there.
Yeah. Oh, these are things white kids can say to their parents. Yeah,
you got one right here.
You got one. You got one.
I'm not going over to grandmom's house. It stinks. What did you just say about your grandma?
What did you say about your grandma?
No, what did you just say about my mom?
What? My mom. Boy. Thank you.
Good Lord.
Hey.
Oh. Damn it, Mom. You're getting on my nerves.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Hey. Whoa. We can't say that to our parents. We just can't. No. It's different.
I got one.
Okay.
Hey, I'm old enough to make up my own mind.
Yeah. Yeah,
no,
right
no,
there.
No. First of all, you ain't got no money.
Right.
Yeah, right. Hey, got a girl over?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Mom, Dad, we don't want to have to hear this. Me and Rebecca going to the room.
What?
What room are you talking about?
Who are you going to the room with?
Who are you going to the room with?
Me and Rebecca.
That girl better not go down that hallway. I'll be right in here where I can see you.
Right.
And cut these lights on in here.
Oh,
right.
I got one. Uh-huh. Oh, my God, spinach again?
Yeah. Yeah. Might as well be Popeye.
Funerals. All of these are funerals.
Yes, we're all dead. We're dead with every one of these.
I got one.
Come on.
Blair's mom cooks better than you do.
Cut your ass down at it.
To Blair's house.
Blair's mama.
Going down there to Blair's mom then.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we'll talk about fantasy holiday gifts, all right?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Neiman Marcus reveals annual Christmas book. You know, they do that every year. Mm-hmm. Each year since 1926, Neiman Marcus releases their annual Christmas book, which includes their infamous fantasy gifts, mm-hmm. which are out of reach for most normal people, okay? I just got to say that because it's true.
Only one person on this show.
Okay.
What they got?
Yeah. See? Uh-huh.
Yeah, waiting on the book, right? Well,
hey, dog. In the mail. Talking about, what the hell
that book at?
Well, the latest edition is out now, and this year's no exception. Among the crazier items on the fantasy list, along with your huge price tags, a private New Year's Eve party for 300 people at the Knickerbocker Hotel in Times Square for $1,600,000.
That's it?
1.6.
I don't like the name of that hotel. That's the ring.
Okay. It's Knicker.
I see what I'm saying? I don't like that. Because they get drunk. They get drunk, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, but what comes with that?
Well, you get a party for 300 people.
That's a lot of people. That's
that's a lot.
I'm not mad at that. I was at a house party. I know it wasn't but $72 through this house party. It was 500 people in there. I know damn well. This party, first of all, it wasn't liquor in there. It was just straight beer. I know this.
He's stupid.
No, see, but that right there, that's going to sell.
Oh,
that's
somebody's going to buy that?
Hell yeah.
Now,
300 people?
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to have all the bells and whistles.
But the question is, from that hotel, you might know, can you actually see Times Square from that hotel?
I have no idea.
You don't know where that
was? It's in Times Square.
It's in Times Square.
Uh-huh. It's in where the happening is, in Times Square, with ball drop and all that. Yeah.
Ooh, look at this one. His and Hers Rolls Royce Limited Edition, the Dawn Coupes, $439,625.
God.
Tell us about that.
for both of them?
I just did.
He said, tell us about it.
He's talking to Steve.
Yeah, I'm talking to Steve.
Oh, oh, oh. I was like, that's all I got.
No, we don't have.
What?
You do.
You
got a heels and hair. Well, you're not going to sit here in front of me and get the line. You got a heels and hair.
How about the holiday fantasy gift items?
I know. We could just ask Steve. We could name him Marcus. Let's just ask Steve. Huh? We don't have what? Oh, Dawns. Now, what are those, Steve? What's the difference?
It's like a smaller version of Drop Head or a smaller version of Phantom.
Oh, okay.
But they got Phantoms and Ghosts. So let's just, I hate this. Here.
We don't have a Ghost, though. We don't have
one. Well, you got Phantoms. And you got more than one.
For both? Is that for both or just one?
No. That's just 439,625 and then 445.
Does a garage come with these cars?
And a house. And a house. Wow. Okay, here's another.
Money out there, boy.
There is some money out there.
Here's another fantasy gift item. A private flight and a photo shoot with aerial photographer Gray Malin or Malin, $35,000. Yeah. That's kind of cool.
A private flight.
Yeah. And then you're having a photo shoot. And this guy.
On the plane.
Your ass going to be on sale.
Well, the $35,000, I can tell you what plane is not. And I'm telling you right now, if for $35,000, you just landing, you just taking off and you landing right back where you take off from. Your ass ain't going nowhere.
Oh, wow.
Okay. No, I had a private photo.
Not in the photographer.
Mm-hmm.
No. Mm-hmm.
When I went with Uncle Steve, I had a private photo shoot on his plane.
You doing it yourself?
Selfies. He's taking a selfie.
And, you know, when you bust people on the plane taking selfies and they don't stop, that's when they don't think nothing wrong.
What'd you say to him, Steve?
Junior. Junior.
Yeah.
Junior.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, you want in this? Junior.
Yeah, hold still, Do it for the gram, baby.
I ain't mad at Junior. When you get on a private plane, you got to take a selfie.
I got to.
You have to. Mm. Other than that, people think you're lying.
Yeah, like Tommy and all those and people that came to his play.
I didn't take none on the plane. I was scared because he was looking at me the whole time.
What do you mean?
All right, here we go.
With Uncle Steve, I didn't take
any. No, he didn't take any. You know, it wasn't big back then. We got to get back on it, Steve.
Get
back on the plane.
You got a big one now. What y'all talking about?
I just flew on it. I just didn't take none.
Oh, see, we ain't been on there, Shirley.
It's been a minute. Been years, actually.
Y'all got to tell him to take y'all around the block. He take y'all around the block.
I think we were on the very first one, Carla.
Yes, we were. But social media wasn't that big back then.
Social media wasn't big.
Well, once I get on it, you going to know my ass on the plane.
I wasn't there either.
I'm making a video. I'm Facebooking.
We're talking about fantasy holiday gifts. Okay, out of the Neiman Marcus Christmas catalog, you can explore Zambian gem fields with famed jeweler Stephen Webster for $300,000.
You can explore what?
Gem fields, Zambian gem fields with famed jeweler Stephen Webster, $300,000.
Wow.
Do you get one?
You probably do.
Oh, well,
that's a Steve question.
Yeah,
I don't know. How that works.
Yeah,
how that works, Steve.
All these questions is for
Steve. If they talking about a gem field.
I know, right?
Where's a field of gems at? And then secondly, do you tour it or do you get the ring or you get to make something?
They say you explore. Yeah, you just go down there and explore it.
Anybody finna do that.
Yeah. See, we don't even know to ask the question Steve just
said. That one right there. Mm-hmm. That one
you don't like
sell.
That one?
No, okay. I'm telling you, that one won't sell.
Okay, you know. What about matching sapphire and diamond bracelet and necklace?
Oh, you mean just for a woman?
Matching sapphire and diamond bracelet and necklace. Yeah.
How much?
Yeah,
they'll
do that. How much?
$222,000, and then
$200,000. I can get you a sapphire cheaper than that.
That's really that's very doable. They probably won't sell that one because they get more for that.
Mm.
Yeah, they get more for that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and the Ryder Cup Ultimate VIP package for $250,000. That's the boats, right?
Right, the yacht.
No,
Ryder Cup.
That's
Ryder Cup the race. Is golf.
Golf. That's golf.
Oh, golf.
That's golf.
Oh, that's golf? Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was the yacht.
Polo.
Yeah.
American versus the European.
Okay.
All right, we'll be back.
None of these things. I'll be getting.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The room at the Mandalay Bay, from where children saw the shooter shot and killed concert goers at the country music festival, will remain unoccupied indefinately. MGM Resorts International, which owns the hotel, says the room on the 32nd floor will be off limits indefinitely.
That's for now. Yeah. They're going to rent that room out. People are asking for that room. That's how sick people are. Wow. They want that room.
Are you serious?
That's why I released this story.
People are asking for it.
That's crazy.
People are asking
I was wondering if the hotel was going to have issues, period.
No, like, they don't.
People want to stay there at all.
Yeah. I think what may end up happening, but it will create too much traffic, I think they were going to make money off of it. But that would be horrible if they did that.
Yeah,
I think it would be a catastrophic PR disaster if they turn it into like a tourist attraction.
No, they can't. Don't That's so... Yeah,
that's why they released
because sick people are coming up there asking for that room. Right?
Wow, they said this was a terrible tragedy perpetrated by an evil man. That's what the company said in a statement, according to the Las Vegas Sun. We have no intention of renting that room. There's no word on what the hotel, Tommy, will eventually do with the suite. Meanwhile, the Mandalay Bay was ordered by a judge to preserve photos, surveillance video, and other evidence pertaining to the incident. And
I think what they're going to do is turn it into some type of work area, workplace. But I don't think they'll be renting that room out. That would be a horrible way to capitalize on the hurt and pain of so many people.
Yeah.
Vegas is not in the business of not attracting people.
That would turn so many people off. One thing about Vegas,
Vegas don't care nothing about your color.
Yeah.
You can come on in here. All they care about is your money. As a matter of fact, the people who get the most perks in Vegas are not celebrities. They are the whales. The whales get the perks in Vegas. A whale is a big gambler, a high roller. You know, you get these cards when you register with the casino, and every time you get chips, the little pit boss knows that you're turning in 500 chips, they mark it down. They know how much you're spending. You put that card in a slot machine, it registers how much money you're passing through the slot machine.
Oh, you say whale. I thought you were talking about George's mama. I know she ain't got that much.
God.
I know she ain't rolling like that. I know damn well she ain't rolling like that. I know she ain't got it. No, she ain't rolling like
that. Ain't no way.
No way in hell she rolling like that.
I don't want.
He said, "Well," and I'm like, "Wait a minute."
Drop the mic.
She ain't balling like that.
Yeah. Leave here.
Out of water, Jay.
Leave here.
Out the water.
Oh my God.
I just spit out all my tea. So
ain't no way.
George, when you see George, what does he say to you?
Tell him about my damn mama. What?
I know.
He don't play the dozens at all.
He just puts his head down. Yeah.
No, he don't do that.
He backs away from the mic.
I stay completely out of it. Because man, you can't none of that come over this way. I ain't finna play, man. I can't even.
No.
You can't say nothing about my mama, man. I ain't that dude. But these dudes, I be looking at them, I be amazed. I be going, what? I had to kill you.
I
would just hit. I'm talking about right here.
I'm gonna have to.
I just can't imagine that, Jay.
The best joke George ever told about my mama, he said my mama got a ticket in L.A. Driving in the HOV lane. He said when the cops stopped her, she said, I didn't see that V up there.
Oh, my God.
He said that on the radio.
Okay. We really have to end this right here. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
While baseball fans get ready for the game tonight, it's game one tonight of the World Series between the Houston
Dodgers.
Astros.
The Dodgers.
And the Dodgers, yeah. They call them the Strohs, right?
The Strohs,
yeah.
Baby.
Strohs.
Yeah, they took the first syllable off.
He took the ass off, Shirley. Yeah. Just Strohs.
I know. I was going to say Strohs. That. And
we just say go Strohs.
I know. Sure, everybody just says go Strohs.
I'm
not
sports
for
Shirley.
I'm scared to take
that
ass off,
saying it.
Somebody black did that because we always shorten things. Like Mickey D's, we did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
KFC. Uh-huh. That's us. Yeah.
I mean,
So basically, I'm, you know, I'm, it's... Huh. It's me, Carla, and Junior against you and Jay. You know that.
Well, yeah. I mean, I am torn. I do. I am torn because I think the city of Houston does need, you know, something to cheer about and feel good about, and it's the Strokes.
Can I get this straight? I ain't rooting for nobody, okay? That's something I don't do.
You don't do no
I want mine straight, too.
Yeah. Go ahead, Steve.
I'm not torn at all.
I am.
I'm from Cleveland. I ain't got time to be torn. We got a football season. We ain't won a damn game yet. I don't care nothing about this World Series. The Indians ain't in it.
Oh, no. Cleveland in the building for sure.
Yeah, so that's going to be good. According to the New York Daily News, President Trump introduces stand for the national anthem petition. President Trump hasn't given up his battle with the NFL over players' protests of the national anthem. Trump and Vice President Pence have now introduced a petition demanding both players and fans stand for the national anthem. The president has asked for a list of supporters who stand for the national anthem. Reads an email sent to his supporters. Add your name below to show your patriotism and support. Trump has been very vocal about his opposition to players taking a knee during the anthem and has criticized the NFL for not creating a rule that would penalize players for not standing. Commissioner Roger Goodell says that although he believes they should stand, the league would not be making it a requirement.
Okay, that's good. Yeah,
we have much bigger things to contend with. You know,
he does.
I mean, really, you do, man.
You mean for the president and vice president?
Bill, for the president and vice, y'all got a health care bill that y'all trying to destroy, and you got one that you're trying to pass that is in the process of destroying subsidies for low-income people. Done that.
Are you saying that's more important, Steve? Is
that's
that what you're saying?
Important.
Is that what you're saying?
Look, you're trying to get rid of the DACA, the Dreamers Act. You're trying to kill that. You want a wall. You got a travel ban. Everything you want to do is divisive.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's all you're good at.
Now you. Why are the NFL players bothering you? If you would address the reason that they are kneeling,
and be
as opposed
about
to trying to force them not to kneel, yeah. If anybody would open up the discussion, why are they kneeling, and find out to the man. That it has nothing to do with the military or
they
disrespecting the flag.
But they know that.
They know
but let
that.
Me tell y'all something else, too, though. If you all played the whole national anthem that they took the national anthem from, which didn't become our national anthem until the 30s, if you take the rest of the poem, it promotes slavery and it degenerates black people.
Yeah, there's a verse that they take out.
It's the second verse. They took it out and said, this is going to be our national anthem. But they took it from the poem that the guy wrote. The whole thing, man, the cries of racism on the backside of that song. Now, if everybody understood that, man, everybody would be kneeling.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Here we go. Last break of the day, guys, with just one more thing. The CIA has forced a young agent into early retirement because over refusal to do the job. That would be a bigger deal if the agent weren't a dog.
I saw this story.
Did you see this?
Yeah, about the dog with that sniffing...
explosives.
The
agency says a black Labrador puppy named Lulu was part of the explosive detection program but had to be let go because she refused to sniff out explosives. Her handlers concluded that since she showed little interest, she wasn't enjoying the career path that had been chosen for her.
I don't blame her.
CIA tweeted, Lulu wasn't interested in searching for explosives, even when motivated with food and play. She was clearly no longer enjoying herself. Lulu has since been adopted by her handler and is said to be enjoying a non-explosive sniffing life at home. Good for Lulu.
Probably in heat.
Black dogs or black people look for explosives.
Okay.
Well, the dog said, you know, the dog is smarter than people think he is. That dog said, I be damned. I'm going to go down here and smell up on something and then get my ass blown up.
Exactly.
I don't give a damn about your treats, your snacks, or none of that.
Come on,
you smell out them bad. Why ain't over here in the dope division?
The other canine.
Why the black lab got to go over here stepping on landmines and everything?
Right.
All the white dogs is in the drug division. The brown dogs is chasing down criminals. But the black dog, I'm over here getting my ass blowed up. Yeah. Well, damn it, I ain't playing. No, I don't want your treat. No. I'm cool. Just give me the water.
Come on, Lulu Steve. Figured it out, Steve. Like, this could go wrong any day. Right.
Yes. Talking about, I'm unhappy with the crib craft I've been set on. Key word, I didn't pick this career path.
Mm-hmm. She's fine now.
Yeah, she's fine, yeah.
Yeah, she's doing great now.
I just wanted to breathe.
Lulu, that's crazy.
Lulu is happy now. Good for Lulu.
And what they didn't know was they didn't actually train Lulu. They had trained another black dog, but they all look alike, so they got the wrong dog out here. And he don't even know how to smell for dope.
He keep coming up with cookies. Honey, yeah.
Trying to figure, what the hell, Lulu, Justin? Stop smelling this dope. I ain't Lulu, man. I'm trying to tell you.
All black dogs look alike.
Well, all the black dogs got to smell bums, right?
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Lulu said, I'm sick of it, man.
White dog sitting in some white lady front seat with the window down, just having a life. He going to the nail salon at Whole Foods. I'm sitting up in here, got my life on. I'm just walking through the airport, just peeing on myself. Because I can smell the bombs in here.
This could go wrong any day, right?
Lulu said, I'm not happy.
Lulu said, I ain't doing it.
Man, find your own damn bomb.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah, when it blow up, you found it, okay? That's what.
Yeah. Here, Lulu, here's some friends.
No.
Lulu.
I ain't falling for that.
Lulu.
I ain't falling for the bomb.
Mm-mm. I like that. Well, I ain't in the dope department. That's what I like.
Yeah.
Wow. Steve, you should do a movie and voice of a pet or animal or something like that. That would be cute.
I want to be a dog.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That would be cute.
Steve, now that you've moved to L.A., you thought any more about getting another dog?
We got a dog coming.
Oh, really?
Yay. Really?
Really? What kind?
What kind?
What's tiny wrong? House what dog. Kind?
What kind? Oh, it's going to be a Doberman.
A Doberman?
A Doberman?
Oh, wow.
They are friendly dogs.
Are they coming back?
A miniature Doberman? Or?
Well, no, see, dog, you need a miniature.
Shut up. I don't need no miniature dope.
Well, you don't want to keep the one bothered up. Man. I didn't even know they made them. Obviously, you looked into it.
It looked kind of crazy with the kids pulling you around the yard when you were sitting on the back of it.
Sure, people always want the mini version or something, don't they? I didn't even know
Dobermans they had mini. Can be very friendly dogs. They can.
She researched it. She did it all. Yeah. They went out there. They picked one out.
They picked one out?
Yeah.
You said she being Marjorie. Marjorie loves dogs.
Yeah.
So, well, Steve, are you?
Are you happy about
it? Because you don't sound
like exactly.
Him.
No, not exactly. I really don't give a damn, but you know, there's nothing I can do about it. That's what
you're not gonna be mean to the dog, are you?
Man, hell no, man.
Let's get to the chase.
No,
how much
the
damn dog cost?
See, never right there, man. God, no, I ain't never met nobody.
But you said,
because you don't buy no poor ass dog. How much do the dog cost?
Dobermans are expensive. What?
Dog, I don't know. It's a puppy. How much could it cost?
Oh, a puppy.
I don't know. We bought it. We done bought the dog.
Oh, you
well, y'all's going. Y'all got a different breed. It's going to be different. It ain't going to be a ghetto
well,
dog.
When does the dog get there, Steve?
It's going.
Where is it coming from? Damn. They ain't got no dogs in California?
The dog is in California. The dog is going to school.
He going to school?
Ooh. Yeah.
He getting a degree?
You got one, degree. Ain't you?
What grade is the dog in now?
Now, how the dog can get a degree and you got one, Tom?
Who helped him with his homework?
Who helped the dog with his
homework? Okay, no. Steve.
Is the dog riding a bus to
he's
school?
In, he's being trained, that's what you mean.
Obedience they have school. Young babies. Obedience they have school. The kids around, too, the grandkids, so they have to train the dog. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If the dog gets bullied in school, will you go down there and handle it?
You can bully this one for now, but after
I know,
you grow up, though,
I'll send him
down there on
his
own. Take care of his own self.
You don't sound happy, Steve, about the dog.
Listen, not at all.
Well, you know, I'm gonna have to get all right.
Eventually.
Right. Take us home. Congratulations on your new dog, Steve.
Yay!
Y'all have a great weekend.
It's Tuesday, Steve. It's just Tuesday.
Okay, Phil, how you want it?
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.